Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is the ALAC Executive Committee conference call on the 17th of January 2013. The time is 16:05 UTC, and the first thing we'll have is a roll call and apologies. Gisela, if you could please.
With pleasure, Gisela, here on today's call we have Renalia Abdul-Rahim, Tijani Benjema, Alan Greenberg, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Evan Leibovich, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Carlton Samuels. We have apologies from Julie Hammer. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Matt Ashtiani, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Gisela. And our thoughts go to Julie Hammer for her husband's speedy recovery. Now, a review of action items from the ALAC meeting of the 20th of December 2012. I invite you all to the wiki page. We can pass by the in-progress long-term goals update required. What I will do is to work with Matt to try and update these in time. We'll just look at the newly assigned action items and note them and note which ones have been completed. So the first one is Olivier to send the ALAC démarche to ICANN, to the ICANN board chair. That has been done. The Fadi Shahade has been copied, and the chair of the PPC also has been copied. Second one is Olivier to contact John Perrin on the at-large consultation on INS secure notification process workspace to see if a statement is necessary. In fact, those three next, which is the at-large consultation on Internet Number Resources Performance Standards Workspace and the at-large consultation on the INA Customer Service Complaint Resolution Process Workspace, I have contacted John and also contacted Louis Lee to find out if a statement was necessary in all three of these. I have not had any positive reply on that, so I think we can assume that the statements are not really necessary, and unless anyone here believes that we really need to file one. I don't see anyone jumping up and down, so these three are completed. Next is Heidi Ulrich and staff to help organize an at-large conference call on the World Conference on International Telecommunications subject, inviting Nigel Hickson in January. And this has just taken place two hours ago, and has just completed about 25 minutes ago or so. Very good conference indeed, very good call. And our thanks go over to Nigel and also to the other panelists, Avery Doria, Bill Drake, and Andres Piazza, who have all shared some of their knowledge on this. And for those of you who have not been able to be on the call, you can actually download the recording from the relevant wiki page. And next, Olivier is to draft a statement on his experiences at the WCIT. That is still in progress. I have not finished drafting my longer report, so I promise I will do this soon. The next, Evan Leibovich and Jean-Jacques Subrenat are to lead the Future Challenges Working Group on a more extensive statement on the issues raised at the WCIT as compared to the at-large statement on WCIT outcomes. But of course, without the first statement, it's impossible to have the next statement afterwards, so I gather this is still in progress. And finally, Sylvia Vivanco is to work with the secretaries to send the information on the new GTLD applications and the filing of objections directly to the ALSs. We will speak about this a little bit. Sorry, this one, I'm not sure. Sylvia, could you just say a few words?
Yes, I completed this action item. I sent the email with information on the objections process to the secretariat list as well as the at-large worldwide list. So it has been widely distributed among all ALSs.
Thank you, Sylvia, and I do know that several objections or actually comments were received by the review group, and the review group is currently working on them. And that's all on their part of the wiki. And next, we can jump over to the ALAC XCOM action items, our last meeting on the 21st of December. And there was only one newly assigned action item, and that's for Olivier Crépin-Leblanc with the assistance of Tijani to compose a letter on travel support issues. And this letter is to be sent to Sally Costerton, CCing the Public Participation Committee, and Steve Antonoff. That has been done as well, and we will be discussing this a little bit later in this call. Any questions or comments? I see two people having put their hand up. Cheryl Lendonor first.
Thank you, Cheryl, for transcript record. Very briefly, and to do with the post-WCI to the webinar that was just held, I think it was such a very informative and I think a very excellent example of what sorts of webinars we should be doing. I'd really like to see it pushed out to the ALSs in some way, shape or form. I know many of the ALSs and indeed some of the regions and sub-regions were very involved in local activities in pre-WICCET. I think it would be very good for those who may not have been able to attend, and I'm thinking obviously in my own biased way for Asia-Pacific here, not a friendly time. If we could somehow push that out, it was the reason I asked, was it being recorded? It is recorded. I think we should promulgate it and advertise it as widely as possible. I'm not sure who might own that AI. It's probably something that ALAC needs to do as well, but perhaps Sylvia might need to think on how that could happen. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. That's a very good point, and perhaps once the transcript and the recording are up on that page, perhaps there could be a some kind of promotion sent to the RALOs and sent also to the at-large list or the announced list as well, so as to give it the widest dissemination. And I may also add that maybe the other SOs and ACs might wish to be told about the recording once
indeed.
It's up.
Indeed.
Evan Leibovich?
Thanks, Olivier. This is Evan. You made mention briefly before of how there was an intention to do some follow-up work on this at the level of the Future Challenges Working Group. Is it your interest or intention that the FCWG sort of collect, try and collect some kind of feedback in order to make to present a statement? I mean, I just want to get some guidance on whether or not you think the Future Challenges Group is where the follow-up on this is going to happen, or will that take place elsewhere? Thanks.
Thank you very much, Evan. I think that as a default, we had said that it was going to be the Future Challenges, since it usually is the Future Challenges that deals with more strategic issues that fall outside of the specific comment periods, et cetera, and with, outside other working groups. I wonder what others on the call feel about this. Carlton?
Thank you, Olivia. This is Carlton for the record. I'm wondering whether or not the post-WICCET and what came out of it, is that if that is really a future challenge or not. I mean, forget the heat and all of the chat. If you look at what really happened, look at the facts. There's not really anything new about it, you know. We don't have everybody marching to the same drum and at the same speed. Some have different views, and this is all the case. It's nothing new. I really don't see it much as anything. If you look at the real facts behind what came out of WICCET, it could have been predicted. It was predictable. All the posturing aside, it was predictable. I don't think that's anything about future challenge. It is what it is. It is where we are. We live in this space. So be it.
Thank you, Carlton. Tijani?
Thank you, Olivier. Hello? Okay.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
I think that, as Carlson said, it is not it is something that is predictable. But still, we have a challenge in this field. I can have a challenge. I can must be always present in those fora of ITU. I can must speak up in those fora. So the challenge is to make ICANN present, officially present, and to make ICANN be represented by the whole constituencies, so that the voice of this community will be heard there. This is a challenge for ICANN, and I think we can include it in the RP. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Evan?
Hi. Thank you, Olivier. It's Evan. I just want to follow up on what Tijani was saying, and sort of as a partial response to Carlton, in a sense that I fully agree with you that you know, the politics or whatever is far way out of scope of ICANN. But what is in scope is ICANN's engagement with the rest of the with the ITU, and indeed the rest of the internet governance community, and that was a cornerstone of some of the components of R3. And I was thinking, to that extent, we should be following this in terms of trying to assist and help with ICANN's strategy of engagement as it tries to make sure that it stays relevant and a partner with the ITU, you know, and becomes more of an insider and less of an outsider. So it's sort of my hope that within the future challenges, we can deal at least specifically on the interface between ICANN and the ITU and the outside world, and indeed maybe even the countries that would replace it with the governmental body. Thanks.
Thank you, Evan. Carlton?
This is Carlton, for the record. I want to thank both Tijani and Evan for clarifying, because I'm absolutely in agreement with that posture. It is a challenge for ICANN, and it's about how we ensure there's articulation between the ICANN agenda and the rest of the world, including the ITU. So thanks, Tijani. Thanks, Evan, for the clarification. I totally, absolutely agree.
Okay. Thank you very much, Carlton. I'll close the debate, or the, sorry, discussion. There's no debate here. The discussion on this. I think that at this stage, because we're still early on and we're dealing here with a long-term thing, I'd like to keep the ownership of this process into the XCOM for the time being, for the simple reason that the follow-up is not going to only include the challenge for ICANN and the procedural challenge for ICANN, but it also is a challenge for us as far as our capacity building is concerned, as far as our inreach, as far as our outreach is concerned. Now, the XCOM will have the ability to then allocate some parts of this work to the Future Challenges Working Group, but also some parts of this work to the other working groups that are working on capacity building, that are working on everything else. Just punting this over to the Future Challenges Working Group, I fear, will narrow down the scope of the work that we have in front of us. Evan? Sorry, I see. What is the action item? Am I?
Oh, sorry,
out?
I was on mute. Sorry, Olivier. I just wanted to ask then, as a follow-up to what you were saying. It's my understanding that Jean-Jacques wanted to have WCIT issues put on the agenda of an upcoming Future Challenges Working Group meeting. Are you asking that we sort of lay off that for now, or
no?
How would you like to proceed?
I'm not asking for us to lay off that for now, Evan. It's Olivier from the transcript. I'm basically just saying that let's not just punt it just to this. What we can do is to tell the Future Challenges Working Group, yes, you will be able to work on that, but I would like the ownership of this process at this very moment right now, so this call, to remain with us and with the ALAC until we know or we identify what we're going to do, whether we're going to send a part of it to the future challengers, a part of it to the outreach, part of it to the inreach, part of it to capacity building, etc. I'm concerned that if we send it off to the Future Challenges Working Group, the ALAC itself will forget about this and will not be dealing with it. Tijani?
Thank you, Olivier. It's exactly what I think. The Future Challenge can only tackle the challenge for ICANN and for all the party, all the constituencies of ICANN. But everything which deal with capacity building, with outreach, it is to the working group that are in charge of those items that we have to send them because this is not a future challenge for us or for ICANN. It is something that we have to do now, and it is something that we have to do all the time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tijani. So the action item for the time being, and I can see agreement from Carlton, the action item for the time being then is for the XCOM to keep this. Let's bring the discussion forward to the ALAC call next week as well. And in the meantime, I'm sure that there will be a chunk of this, a sizable chunk of this, going to the Future Challenges Working Group, but not just right now. It's a little premature.
Absolutely.
And perhaps let's put our heads together to think, well, how are we going to divide the work? Because I think that one group, it will be just too much to chew for just one working group to work on. And I realize we are spending time on this, so let's move on now to the items for discussion. With the policy advice development page, we'll pass over the recently approved ALAC statements, although I do have to thank Alan in particular for all of the work that he has done into drafting a lot of these. Evan has given a lot of help before flying off to India for a well-deserved holiday. And Alan, you put your hand up.
That was no.
Yeah, Evan worked while he was in India vacationing, also though, so we should give him credit for that. just a very quick comment that we were the only ones to get the to meet the deadline for the IGO paper, and therefore we had a significant amount of discussion on it and review of it at the meeting yesterday. So. More visibility than ALAC normally gets.
Thank you very much, Alan. And I do have to also thank Jovan Korvalica for having provided very interesting, very useful input on the issue of IGO and GO identifiers. It really is great. Although Jovan is not part of an at-large structure, that's a typical input from someone from outside who's able to bring their input in. And being able to rely on such experts is always an asset for our community.
Yeah, Olivier, I'll give us some credit on that one, too. I don't know whether he used an early version of our paper to input into his process or we just thought along parallel lines, but most of what he said we had already covered in significant detail. So regardless of which way it went, it worked out well. Thank you.
Well done. Next, the statements currently being developed, reviewed, or voted on by the ALAC.
Carlton had his hand up.
Olivier, I wanted to...
You go ahead, Carlton. Sorry.
Thank you, Olivier Carlton, for the record. I wanted to endorse the input from Hovans. And as Alan said, most of what he said we had already been on record for, but what his statement gave for us is a real detailed step-by-step analysis that actually endorsed some of the positions that we took in even greater detail, and I was very pleased with it. So as Alan said, yes, we thank him for making the additions and for giving some more weight to some of the positions that were already previously engaged with by the ALAC. Thanks.
Thank you, Carlton. Evan?
Thanks, Olivier. His contribution is not over with. Based on the discussions that I've seen going on, both in the calls and in the email, the arguments and rationales being put forward by some of the IGOs and organizations asking for protection is extremely legalistic, extremely, bureaucratic in that way. And while ALEC does not have legal experts that are capable of going over the kind of descriptions that IOC lawyers and so on are putting forward, Jovan's discussions are dealing at that level. And while our summary statement doesn't go into all the legalistic details, Jovan's commentary is certainly going to be able to help us if pressed on some of the legal issues, which I know are going to be put forward in response to our comment. So there's going to be ongoing value to that. I don't think I don't think this is the end of it. I think we're going to, in fact, need to rely on his background as some of the more legalistic arguments get thrown back at us. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Evan. Tijani?
Thank you, Olivier. May I suggest that we go to point 4, 5, and 6, and then come back to point 3, because we have only 33 minutes left, and we have on the top of the hour another call. So the three last points are very important. So I suggest that we go on those points 3.
Thank you, Tijani, and I think I might actually take your suggestion because I'm mindful of the time as well. So we can let's jump directly over to further down, and then we'll continue with the policy advice development page. I just note that most of the statements are well on track. We'll just have to decide which ones we will file a bit later. Agenda items for the ALAC meeting of 22nd January 2013. I see here 15 minutes. I don't even think we will need 15 minutes. Heidi, any questions or suggestions for this?
Yeah, this is Heidi. Thank you, Olivier. I think a key item for me, at least, is we can get clarity on the from everyone on the Beijing meeting schedule. So there is a discussion next item on today's agenda, but if we could just get clarity from everyone on that, that would be important.
Okay, perfect. Any other suggestions for this call? Cheryl?
Thank you. Under normal circumstances, the work groups don't speak unless invited. I would value a small amount of time, only 5 minutes or so, for a little bit of a preparatory chat with the ALAC, with the reporting in and state of where we're up to and what we think we will be giving them, which is somewhat modified, perhaps, in terms of rules of procedure.
Good point. Thank you, Cheryl. And any other working groups which any of you might think should make it? I mean, do we need to, I guess over the Christmas and New Year, there hasn't really been very much over holiday time. There hasn't been very much work going on. Perhaps we can pass only with regards to the rules of procedure working group. I know that others are also advancing, but I'm not sure that they'd require a full update. Perhaps maybe the review group to let us know what's going on. That's also a very important process.
Yes. I would put the review group on the agenda as well.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, they're time critical for this month. I think that's more.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Olivier?
Yes, Heidi, go ahead.
One more. I know that I'm working very on the Academy report, the survey report. We have that report, and we'll be sending that to Sandra this week. So she may have a slight update, at least on the results of that survey, and perhaps next step.
Okay, thank you. Does she have all the answers by now? Because I didn't see when the deadline was.
I haven't handed theirs in yet.
Sorry, Charles. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Olivia here. I have noticed, and in fact, some parts of the JNSO have not answered either.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we can do is maybe ask for her to follow up with the GNSO, and then we can run the report again.
I understand she is following up. But
okay.
Yeah, do remind her in case she has not followed up with everyone. But she is caught
okay.
at work
please.
In getting more in there. I'd really like to get moving. Alan, you put your hand up?
Yeah, just quickly, there's a GNSO meeting later today, and it's conceivable that something will come out of that that I'll need a few minutes for. I'm not sure
okay.
yet. I'll let you know.
Perfect. Thank you, Alan. So now we move to the at-large meeting schedule for the 46th ICANN meeting in Beijing. 5A is the scheduling of ALAC and at-large meetings. I invite you to this, to the wiki page, and you will notice staff has very kindly already started the workspaces for the meeting agendas. Heidi, should I let you drive this, and how long will
okay.
you require for that?
I will go very quickly. Just again, we've sent out calls to the working groups and the RALOs for meetings. We're working with the AP RALO organizing committee, and I think there'll be some more discussion on that a little bit later today. So far, if you click through the various meetings, we've generally put in the main ones, the ALAC ones on, again, typical on the traditional ones, Sunday, on Tuesday, and then the wrap-up on Thursday. I have heard just yesterday from Diane, board support, that constituency day for Beijing will remain the same, so we are tentatively scheduled to have a meeting with the board at 8:30 on Tuesday. We are, again, awaiting final discussions between Edmund Chung and meeting staff on whether he's going to be sponsoring the AP RALO showcase, and if so, to what extent it might be a full welcome reception. So I think that's going to be very exciting if that pans out. XCOM, upon the request of Olivier, that's now scheduled for 3 hours from 9 to 12 on Friday. And then various working groups have come back. We have working groups for the new GCLDs on Monday, the WHO is on Monday, IDNs on Wednesday. Cheryl, RLPs, I'm assuming you'd like to have a session on that. Or actually, no, you might not.
No,
sorry.
Otherwise,
sorry,
I said I wanted it.
Exactly. okay, and then may I assume the same with outreach then?
Yeah, let's skip outreach on that one.
Okay. And I'll follow up with Sala. I have not heard back from her. Oh, and sorry, the one review group, which will be more of a training session. And that's it.
Good luck with that, getting in contact with Sala, I mean. Can I ask Olivier on that, while I've said no for rules of procedure work group, there was a prior intention for there to be a whole of ALAC and its extended at large conversation about the specifics of metrics. We had earlier on in the rules of procedure and metrics group thought that Beijing might be a good opportunity for that. I'll leave that totally up to you and your agenda. But I would not lose any sleep over it if it didn't fit into a Beijing agenda, because it is a very busy meeting and a very short one as well. Well, for most of us it is anyway. So if we don't do it in Beijing, though, we want to do it as a particular webinar type discussion separate from Beijing, but not too far after it. That's the only thing.
Okay, I think it would be good to have it in Beijing and to have a face-to-face.
Well, you put it wherever you want.
We'll put this on the side.
Yeah.
We're still early on with finding out
sure.
when we can see who and how, and
okay.
I'm not quite sure. As you've heard, Tuesday constituencies, they will remain, but we don't really quite know what might happen on the Monday, the Wednesday, and the Thursday. So we'll just have to see. Carlton and then Alan. Carlton?
Thank you, Olivier. I don't know where we'll put this, but I wanted to just bring it to your attention. There's been quite insistent talk about the Rule 27 issue, about the election of the board seat number 15. And it's increasingly being said that the ELAC is trying to avoid a discussion about it. I don't know whether where we're going to put it, but I would strongly suggest that we give time for people to air their views on this so that we could not be reasonably accused of shutting out opinions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carlton. And let me just ask Heidi, did we not discuss that this might be on the Sunday?
Oh, Olivia, this is Heidi. We discussed that, just the two of us. So if you want to elaborate on that now to everyone, that might be useful.
Okay. Thank you, Heidi. Well, I'm mindful of the discussion that took place on the ESADT, was it yesterday, and the frustration, the sense of frustration from Avery having to go from one group to another and being told that this is not the forum to address this issue. I think that, as you said, Carlton, it's certainly a case where At Large has never avoided issues, and I would really support that we discuss this in Beijing. I know it's a tricky thing, and but, you know, it's one of these elephant-in-the-room type things. And,
yes.
You know, we are bottom-up. We are multi-stakeholder. We are... we do listen to all the voices, and so having a frank discussion on this, even if it might just reiterate all of the points which were made, and I do believe a lot of points have already been made in this discussion, at least we will be face-to-face, we will have an extended audience, and one will be able to see the cringing on some faces and the happiness on some others. I have Alan, Cheryl, and Tejani. If we could go quickly... please, are all three going to speak on this subject? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't speak to the others. I will. A couple of things. I think we need, number one, I think we need to investigate. This meeting is not the right forum, but we need to do it really quick because, if nothing else, Yuria has an awkward situation on his hands for a meeting that will probably happen next week. Avery's claims that she's been trying to get this on the table for 2 years, and, you know, all of this was discussed. I can't remember whether Avery was a participant or not, but this was discussed, and it was settled. So her claims that she's been trying to get it on the table and being stonewalled, I would like to get some closure on with us. I think it's bullshit, but in her mind it's clearly true. And number two, the business of... she went to Cheryl and to Olivier and who else, I don't know, and they all told her to go to Yuria's meeting to change the rules. I know that's exactly counter to what we've said many times, and I'd like to understand that because, you know, she's using that as the ammunition why this has to be discussed. Okay, that's point number one. I don't want to discuss that further. Number two, I did the calculations, and we need to have the board member selected by April 2014.
Correct.
That means if we are going to run the process properly, which we didn't last time because of lack of time, we don't have an awful lot of time to change the whole procedure if we're going to do it.
That's right.
So I'm just alerting people that, you know, it's not years off. We have to start the process not late in 2013 if we're going to kick this off. And I think in the back of our minds we also have to keep in mind that, you know, if we change the rules at this point, the board may or may not try to intervene. As Samantha pointed out, you know, technically according to the rules they don't. The issue of the second board member, however, is fully within their discretion.
Yeah.
I just remind people of that. Thank you.
Because it deals with the appointment of someone to the board, there might be a hurdle with
there,
the board.
There might be, but, you know, we got to be careful what we say.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Alan. Next is Cheryl, Tejani, and Carlton. Cheryl?
Right. Very quickly, Carlton, thank you for bringing this up now, but it's exactly what I'm planning on talking to you all about at the meeting of the ALAC. When I indicated that
I would like to be briefing the ALAC on what may be a minor adjustment on the rules of procedure that they will be delivered to. It was to make a recommendation to the ALAC that not the whole of Rule 27 by any stretch of the imagination, but the single sub-paragraph which refers to the definition of electorate may be, if the ALAC believes it should be, wisely brought to the community's discussion post-haste. And I'll go into greater detail on that on the meeting. But let me assure you, AVRI has this particular topic is her bee in the bonnet at the moment. Much of what she says in terms of being unlistened to and banging on the doors and not being allowed in is both unfounded and unfactual. And I assured her during the meeting that URIO was running that we would be willing to go down this pathway to let the community decide. But there is only one section that could be, notice, could be reviewed. It would also be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it.
Absolutely. Anyway.
Okay. Thank you, Cheryl. Next, Tijani.
Thank you. Thank you very much again, Carlton. But it was obvious for me because we have a session for the rule of procedure, and it is a point of the rule of procedure. So it will be anyway discussed in Beijing and discussed deeply because it will be the last step for the approval of the rule of procedure. So the issue is on the table. It will be discussed. And it will be in the rule of procedure working group discussion in Beijing. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Carlton?
I'm lowering my hand, Chair. Cheryl and Tijani said exactly what I want to say. No need to bounce
okay.
the rubble.
Thank you very much, Carlton. So with this, can we move on to the next part of this agenda? Do you have anything else to add? Heidi?
No, I think that you're planning on having an official discussion on the AP Rallo OC, or would you like Renalia to give a quick update on that?
I think we're going to move on this, but, well, if Renalia could provide us just with an update, but then I'd like to move in camera for some a few more discussions on this. In camera is when we have to get the recording to stop. But first, a quick update from Renalia on the AP Rallo organizing committee.
The AP Rallo organizing committee has been meeting regularly, at least once a month, and we've identified activities that we should be planning, and I'm just going to go through the list without elaborating too much because I think you'll understand most of it. Basically, the AP Rallo showcase event, the AP Rallo multi-stakeholder policy discussion or roundtable, capacity building, which would include the fellowship program, the newcomers track meetings, the general assembly for AP Rallo, and essentially that's it. But I think there's a new item that Hong had introduced very recently about a Chinese community meeting involving participants from Greater China. And I think that we probably should discuss that, and most likely in camera. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Renalia. And I think that now I would like to turn the room into in camera. I'm not quite sure how one gets the recording stopped. Heidi? I'm waiting for confirmation. The recording is back on.
Okay. We're back on. Heidi?
Okay. Thank you very much, Heidi. So thank you to all. We have discussed a number of matters in camera. The first one was to deal with the ICANN Beijing agenda with a handful of, number of meetings that needed to be discussed. And some of which had political sensitivities, which are better left not on record for the time being. The next one was the update on the proposal of the at-large summit plan. This was something which is also sensitive at the moment because it involves some budget items that we needed to discuss, basically, and so we've left it off the record for the time being, but this will be announced soon. The next one was to do with travel issues, and that was just an informal chat on travel issues, which did not require any record, but was important to discuss while we were all online, we as in the XCOM. And finally, the at-large structure application process, where we discussed one specific case and an application that was made and that was taken out due to a procedural problem. So that, again, was something that needed to remain off the record for the time being. And now we will move back to our agenda item number 3, and it is very late. I'm really sorry for that, everyone. I'm also missing on my next call. And the agenda item number 3 was the review of the policy items for discussion, the statements currently being discussed. And we'll move directly to IDN variant TLD program procedure to develop and maintain the label generation rules for the root zone in respect of IDNA labels. The ALAC is currently voting on this. Thanks very much to Edmund Chung and to Rinalia Abdulrahim for having provided this fantastic, very, very well-drafted statement. Primarily Rinalia, should I say. Amendments to Article 11, Section 2.3 of the ICANN bylaws, DNS root server system advisory committee. The ALAC is considering a statement. Do any of you think we should file something in there? It's a very technical thing. We've sent an email over to the technical issues working group, I think, and I haven't seen any feedback on that so far. Any thoughts?
It is only a preliminary issue report.
It is very early on, yes.
Yeah.
So perhaps we could just leave this off. Alan?
No, sorry, that's a very old hand.
Okay. I don't see anyone jumping up and down. It is a preliminary issue report. Maybe
process.
We should...
Leave it.
Which one are we talking about?
DNS Root Server System Advisory Committee, RSCAC.
Okay.
It's an ICANN bylaw thing, and it's just, I think it's just technical and not something that we would be considering writing about.
Okay.
Preliminary issue report on translation and transliteration of contact information. That involves who is, and it also involves IDNs. Any thoughts on this?
Are we modifying the thoughts that are already listed here? Because it looks to me like we would leave them as is until you take it to your ALAC meeting, with the exception of the RSAC one, which would be the recommendation is that no statement be made.
Because two are under draft
and stay considering.
Well, the RSAC is also ALAC considering a statement, but what I'd like to do is to clean up a little bit the ones which we know there is no chance of having anyone jumping up and down for. This one, I think that there might be some interest for this.
Yeah, RSAC, that one should be recommendation not to make a statement because the translation and transliteration has contact information who is, as you said, I would leave that as considering and let the ALAC decide.
Okay.
And the other two are drafting already.
And the other two are drafting, that's correct. The WCIC outcomes and the Consumer Trust, Consumer Choice and Competition. With regards to the Consumer Trust, Consumer Choice and Competition, Evan had drafted the first draft. I'm currently working with Evan on a few amendments to the draft, and this will soon go to comment, et cetera. Alan, your hand is up. Is it still the old hand or is it a new hand?
No, this is a new hand. The preliminary issue report on translation, transliteration. This is a preliminary issue report, so it's an opportunity to either say, yes, we support the concept of this going forward and a PDP being started. That's a very short statement if we choose to make it. The other issue is, are there things that are wrong or missing from the issue report? I tried reading it. It boggled my mind. Mm-hmm. But if any of our experts in that area have any comments about what they got wrong in the issue report, that we would have to make a statement on that. If there isn't, then I suspect we may want to make a very short statement saying we support.
Staff, has this been sent already to the WHOIS and to the IDN working group?
Not to my knowledge. I've been saying it. Matt?
I don't think it has yet.
I have, this is Heidi, I have sent it to Brian Peck, who's the staff leading it, but he may have done forward to that, I'm not sure.
Perhaps in anticipation of our ALAC meeting next week, we could send it to the working groups already, so it's not something that lands on their doorstep and everyone looks at each other in the eye and thinks, I don't know, I don't even know what this thing is about. let's send it to both. Jeez. Next, currently open public comments, consultation on IANA secure notification process. There's IANA secure notification process. There is the IANA secure notification. Well, God, there's twice the same thing. That's interesting.
Yeah, a lot of them were moved up to the next previous section, but weren't taken out of this one.
Up and down and cut and whatever. Okay.
Can you get
this agenda is a little bit messed up here, I'm afraid.
7 and 8, because 7 and 8 are the only new ones. And I'm not just
The first one, the .cat cross-ownership removal request,
no.
I think we decided not to have a statement on this, although
now.
I have seen some discussion going on. But
well, we do have a previous statement on that one saying we support the removal of cross-ownership with the exception of the price caps on VeriSign TLD, so we've already said we support it.
Hmm. Don't need to say anything else, in other words.
Okay. Preliminary issue report on translation and transliteration of contact information we've already had. Consultation, there we go, 7 and 8, yes. Consultation on GTLD delegation, re-delegation performance standards.
Could I ask you to couple those together? Because they're the same set of questions, the same issues, the same sort of matters, dealing with the GTLD space of delegation and redelegation and the CCTLD space of delegation and redelegation. I believe that you should, as an ALAC, make a very short and not necessarily terribly complicated response to the questions raised in both of those, because they have to do with the principles, certainly in the CCTLD delegations, is that the internet community has to be involved and it has to be shown that it is in their best interests. If you're talking about simply a 60-day KPI, then how one shows that is a question that needs to be raised and answered. There's a couple of simple questions. You could do the same couple of people could deal with both of those. So I'd be suggesting that ALAC does consider making a statement on those. And clearly I'd be involved with someone, maybe Alan and I, could throw those together.
Alan?
I'd be willing to do that. I think it's important we do. If you look at issues such as the controversy over the Puerto Rican TLD.
Absolutely.
If you look at how many years it took to redelegate Rwanda, I don't think on behalf of users we can ignore this. And with GTLDs, there's going to be a whole issue of community TLDs. So
we have to, and I think, you know, if anyone wants to help Alan and I, you can ask him on Tuesday.
Perfect. Okay, well, that takes us down to the end of this section, and because we've treated all of the other sections since, We are now down to item number 9. Any other business?
If I may, can I just take you back to the ALS application process? I'd really like an AI out of that the rules of procedure, that the relevant rules of procedure drafting teams, when they're creating the requirements, that the core set of requirements for any of their adjunct documents need to look at whether or not there's been a drift between original policy and current practice, because this is an example of a drift from original policy to current practice, and if they need to be reviewed...
The process itself, yeah.
Yeah, if those processes need to be reviewed, I would suggest that would be a very good use of the now very experienced drafting teams you have in your rules of procedure. Once you've had your ROPs put to bed, so to speak, you might want to keep those drafting teams, or at least some of them, the relevant ones, a subset of them, the people who actually work is what I'm trying to say, and they could look at those adjunct documents and the process audit, I guess would be a good way of doing it, and that they should be able to do that between Beijing and Durban.
Yes, Cheryl, some of those have to be done before, because we need at least outline documents in place to approve the rules.
I think what we need to make sure, Alan, is that those outlines all go back to the originals to just check. If there's been a drift, why has there been a drift? There might be a good reason for the drift, and that's okay. It then needs to be enshrined.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
So
thank
AI
you, thank
just
you.
Sends across to those DCs.
I have one
How did you get this AI?
I'm working on that now.
You do have it, yes? You've got that.
Yes, yes.
Next, Alan.
Yeah, this really belongs in item number 4, but I deliberately didn't put it in that discussion. When we're drafting the agenda, can we please try to be realistic in terms of time estimates? I mean, I don't care if the meeting goes for 2.5 hours if we schedule it for 2.5 hours or 2 hours. But we are regularly scheduling an hour or an hour and a half meeting or whatever it is and then going way, way over. And we need to somehow move towards something which is a little bit closer to reality. I understand the difficulty of guessing how long people are going to talk, and we don't specialize in people who talk quickly. But we tell them to slow down.
We neither specialize in people who talk quickly or people who talk little.
Little, perhaps, is the right word. And maybe you need to emphasize that at the top of the meeting. But we so often schedule things for 1 minute and then spend 25 minutes on it. Please, can we try to come closer?
That's one point. The other point, I think, that we always forget is the fact that it does take time for us to settle in, settle out, for people who guests to come in and to come out.
Well,
we regularly lose 5-10 minutes. When somebody needs somebody alive.
Olivier, I was going to suggest that if nothing else for this meeting, can we please keep track on a little scrap of paper how long each of the items take? So at least you could do a post-mortem afterwards to understand what we did wrong.
Okay.
Thank you.
Action item. Thanks, Alan. Any other business?
No.
Alan, your old hand is still up.
I'm old. My hands don't move that quickly.
Well, look.
Talking, it's Cheryl here, not man, woman. It's the woman, Cheryl. Talking to people since 1 a.m. It's now 4:30. My day starts in half an hour. Could we finish this soon?
Thank you very much, everyone. This is starting to lose its seriousness. So I do have to thank all of you for laughing in an hour and a half on this. The time is 17:33 UTC. I hear someone laughing wildly and uncontrollably. So it's time for us to go. Thanks to all of you. This call is now adjourned.
Thanks, all. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.